FM.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Friday the 20th of October, and this is Morning Ireland with Richard Crowley and David Hanley. The news headlines. There's further confusion over the Hogan's Quay affair, with spokesmen for CIE and Michael Lowry making apparently conflicting statements about what information was given to the minister. Health boards have been ordered to advise people how they can appeal against decisions to refuse them supplementary welfare. And NATO Secretary General Willy Klaas is likely to resign today after being ordered to face trial for corruption. Now the news in detail from John Finnerty.
Good morning. The Minister for Transport, Energy and Communications, Michael Lowry, was at the centre of further confusion last night in the controversy over the sale of the CIE site at Horgan's Quay in Cork. It follows the Minister's statement in the Dáil last week that details of the transaction came to his attention only on the 21st of June. Spokesmen for CIE and for Mr. Lowry now appear to have offered conflicting accounts of what information was given to his department. Our political editor, Donal Kelly.
The latest twist in the controversy flows from a Dáil speech by the Progressive Democrats' deputy Bobby Molloy, who had suggested the Horgan's Quay file had been requested by the minister's department in January. In response to queries, a CIE spokesman rejected this and said no information on the site had been given to the department prior to June the 21st. But the spokesman then added that after that date, any relevant information sought by the minister in relation to Horgan's Quay was supplied by CIE. This, he said, included appropriate documents from the file, although at no stage was the full file given to the department. However, a short time later, a spokesman for the minister appeared to contradict this version of events, when he said that at no time did the department or the minister have sight of or seek CIE files in relation to Horgan's Quay. Asked to explain the apparent conflict between his statement and that of CIE, the spokesman said the minister would have received documents relating to the Craig Gardner report on the Cork site, and also documents which he produced in the Dáil last week.
The Minister for Social Welfare, Pranchias de Rossa, has ordered health boards to tell their clients how they can go about appealing against decisions to refuse supplementary welfare claims. Payments under the supplementary allowance scheme are made at the discretion of health board officers. There have been attempts in the past to cut down the cost of the scheme, which last year came to £134 million. Our social affairs correspondent, Joe Little.
The minister was launching the first in a series of new guidelines on exceptional needs payments made under the supplementary allowance scheme. Last year, these exceptional payments helped over 146,000 people in financial difficulty with once-off expenditure. Over £15 million went on a large number of items, for example footwear and clothing, confirmation and First Communion outfits, and the cost of funerals. Although the funds are provided by the Department of Social Welfare, payouts are made at the discretion of community welfare officers employed by the health boards. But each health board also has an appeals officer appointed by the Minister for Social Welfare. Now, for the first time, Mr. de Rossa has ordered health boards to tell clients how to appeal when their supplementary welfare claims have been refused. A departmental spokesperson confirmed that the minister's new directive covers all supplementary welfare payments, which cost £134 million in the last year. The minister also said he intends, as a priority, making the appeal system independent of the health boards.
The Secretary General of NATO, Willy Klaas, is expected to announce his resignation later today. Mr. Klaas is a former Belgian government minister. Last night, Belgium's parliament decided he should face trial in the country's highest court on charges of corruption. From Brussels, our Europe correspondent Tommy Gorman.
By a margin of 97 to 52, the members of Belgium's national parliament last night voted to indict Willy Klaas. It's a decision that is likely to end his career as Secretary General of NATO. Klaas pleaded with the parliament not to remove his immunity. He said he was a victim of political assassination and repeatedly stated he was innocent in the so-called Augusta kickback payment scandal. But less than an hour after the 56-year-old former foreign minister had left the chamber, the deputies decided he had a case to answer before the courts. Mr. Klaas is due to meet NATO ambassadors this morning. He will be aware that the defence organisation cannot afford to have its Secretary General embroiled in a political scandal, so it's expected he will announce his resignation. If he goes, NATO foreign ministers attending celebrations of the UN's 50th anniversary in New York could this weekend pick a successor. The contenders include the former Dutch Prime Minister Ruud Lubbers, another Dutchman, the EU External Relations Commissioner Hans van den Broek, and the favourite, the former Danish Foreign Minister Uffe Ellemann-Jensen. Tommy Gorman, RTE News, Brussels.
Suspected Tamil separatists have blown up two fuel depots in the Sri Lankan capital Colombo. They also fired on security forces, killing at least 20. Another 25 people, including a BBC correspondent, were wounded in exchanges of gunfire between troops and rebels around one of the depots. The explosion set off huge fires within 2 miles of the centre of Colombo, forcing people to flee for their lives. Police said they believed about 20 guerrillas of the Tamil Tigers movement carried out the attacks. The United States says it has fresh indications of so-called ethnic cleansing and killings by Serbs in Bosnia. A senior State Department official, John Shattuck, said he'd received unconfirmed reports that the Bosnian Serbs have reopened detention camps used in 1992 to exterminate thousands of ethnic Muslims. Speaking in the Croatian capital Zagreb, Mr. Shattuck said he had gathered the testimony of Muslim refugees who'd been expelled from Serb-held towns. He said the incidents began in mid-September and intensified earlier this month. A man in his early 20s is recovering in hospital after being stabbed in the Ballymun area of Dublin last night. A group of men forced their way into a house at Cooltree Road and stabbed the victim in the head, chest and leg. 4 men were later arrested. The RUC are searching for 3 men who forced their way into a house in County Fermanagh and tied up a disabled man and a woman, both in their 60s. The incident took place in the village of Tempo near Enniskillen. The gang ransacked the house but escaped empty-handed. The weather forecast. Scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle in Munster and Leinster will die out during the day as clearer, fresher weather in the north extends to all areas. It'll become bright and sunny in most places. Highest temperature is 12 to 15 degrees. The time is now 7 minutes past 8 with its